Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. Most mobile phone users in the Berlin U-Bahn still have only limited internet and phone reception, and the expansion of the network is currently progressing very slowly. Mobile phone provider Telefonica, which is responsible for the construction work, stated, quote, "The LTE extension of the underground in Berlin is a challenging project, which has unfortunately been delayed as of March 2020, not least by the corona pandemic. Added to this are the high safety requirements underground, which made time-consuming testing and approval processes necessary." Since 2016, customers of the Telefonica brand O2 have been able to surf the internet and make calls with their mobile phones in the underground almost everywhere, even away from stations equipped with Wi-Fi. Last year, BVG and the network operator Telefonica agreed on the expansion to make reception possible for Vodafone and telecom customers as well. Since the end of last year, this has been possible at least in sections of the U2, U5, U7, and U8. However, other sections will not be added until the end of 2020 at the earliest, and exactly which areas remain open. A spokesperson remarked, quote, "Unfortunately, the timetable has been completely stretched out. Telefonica Deutschland is continuing to push ahead with the expansion of all other lines at full speed." In fact, the entire subway network was to be equipped by summer of 2021. Whether this will succeed is currently unknown. A man was seriously injured when he was stabbed in Prenzlauer Berg overnight Sunday. According to police, a 36-year-old man and his 44-year-old companion were first accosted by two men on Schwedterstrasse, when one of the men then allegedly stabbed the younger of the two in the upper part of his body, after which the attackers fled. Officers later arrested two suspects aged 58 and 27 on Rosa-Luxemburg-Strasse. The injured man was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In fact, this past weekend, several men were seriously wounded by stabbing in the Hauptstadt. Passersby in Kreuzberg found a 25-year-old man on the sidewalk near Kottbusser Tor with stab wounds to his upper body that required surgery. And in another case, an 18-year-old man in Mauerpark was also attacked with a knife to his upper body, sustaining injuries that were treated in hospital. The Tierheim Berlin has various animal houses, exercise areas, an animal welfare farm, and a modern vet practice. Moreover, it's the largest animal shelter in Europe, located on the outskirts of Berlin, and its connection to public transport is not the best. The nearest bus stop is 1 kilometer away, which is a 15-minute walk. This is to change, however. Annette Rost, head of marketing and communication at Tierheim Berlin, stated that they've been talking to some members of parliament and the BVG for a long time regarding a transport connection. Ingmar Striza, state secretary for transport, responded to a written question from two CDU members of parliament about the status of the animal shelter's connection to public transport that's to be tested from 2021. Falkenberg, the district of Lichtenberg in which the Berlin Animal Shelter is located, is not a potential area in Berlin where flexible on-call buses are to circulate, so the Senate intends to wait for further testing of ride-sharing offers and flexible on-demand transport, and not start a project that is independent of this. It is planned to extend the existing bus line 294 with minibuses from the Falkenberg terminus to the Tierheim, at least on weekends, and a shoulder must be built for the vehicles to turn around on and to allow barrier-free entry and exit. Furthermore, the purchase of its own minibus, for which the Tierheim has already applied for funding, is under discussion. According to Rost, the connection to public transport is urgently necessary, explaining that because not everyone has a car, many people have to transport their cats in cat carriers, for example, in all types of weather. Tierheim Berlin also places chronically ill animals, but still pays for their treatment. Therefore, these animals must come regularly to the practice in Falkenberg for treatment. there is still no fixed date for when the Tierheim will finally be accessible by a bus, as, according to Rost, it hasn't been top priority in recent months. The shelter is still closed to visitors and struggling with problems caused by the corona pandemic. Construction work is to be carried out at 243 Berlin schools during the summer holidays. The Senate Administration for Education announced yesterday that the planned measures include the renovation of rooftops, facades, windows, floors, electrical installations, gymnasiums, cafeterias, and the construction of new buildings. The Berlin school construction offensive is running at full speed, according to Education Senator Sandra Schieris, who explained, quote, "Especially loud and dirty building measures are not compatible with school lessons. Therefore, the districts are making sure that as many construction measures as possible are carried out, especially during the summer holidays." Berlin needs about 10,000 more school places by the next school year. Moreover, the Senate wants to create almost 18,000 new places by 2021, with a school construction offensive costing millions. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thank you.